You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Julian Marshall with NewsHour. On Saturday, a massive explosion at a military base west of Tehran killed 70 members of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards in what the Iranian authorities insisted at the time was an accident. Among those who died was Major General Hassan Mogadam, who's been described as the architect of Iran's missile program. And on Monday, he and the others were buried with full state honours at a funeral attended by Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. But was the explosion an accident, or was it a covert attack by the intelligence services of Israel, which has been making increasingly bellicose noises recently about what it believes to be Iran's advanced plans to build nuclear weapons? Richard Silverstein is an American journalist who's been blogging about the blast. He was one of the first to claim that Mossad was involved. What makes him so certain?
I have a source who in Israel, a senior political military background, and he informed me within 24 hours of the blast that the Mossad had been involved and that the Mujahideen al-Khalq had been the operatives on the ground who had carried out the attack.
So this was a joint operation involving Mossad and an Iranian opposition group.
That's right.
And did you get any details of what was involved in this military operation?
That I didn't, but I gather from reporting by others that what was likely involved was they were moving a Shihab-3 missile at this missile base, and somehow the missile exploded, which would explain the size of the blast and the fact that it broke windows as far away as Tehran, which was 25 miles away. So it must have been a huge event. And one of the few ways in which you could, explain that size of event would be a missile exploding.
And was the missile the target, or was it Major General Hassan Mogadam?
I would say probably both. The intelligence that they must have had must have made them aware that he would be involved with this operation. So the fact that they can take out a missile which is capable of hitting Israel is surely a symbolic statement that they would be happy to be involved with, and the fact that they would be able to take out basically the father of the Iranian missile program, who is not just important in creating the Shihab-3, but also there's another missile called the Zelzal, which Iran provides to Hezbollah, and then Hezbollah in turn shoots at Israel. So as far as the Israeli intelligence services were concerned, this was a banner day for them.
Now, if we assume that your sources are correct and that this was an Israeli covert operation, why haven't the Iranians made much of that? Why are they insisting it was an accident?
Well, I think officially they're insisting it was an accident, but a number of Iranian sources have come forward to acknowledge that it wasn't. I understand the BBC had a report that said that it was an accident at the missile. It was a sabotage attack at the missile base, and I understand that the mayor of Tehran may also be conceding this. So there is enough corroborating statements coming from both sides to lead me to believe that that is indeed what happened. There could be a number of explanations why Iran is taking this approach. Among them, that the Iranian military would not want to admit that its security was penetrated in this way. And I should add that there was an almost exact replica explosion at a missile base a year ago that also is being claimed as a Mossad attack.
Very briefly, Mr. Silverstein, can we expect more covert operations like this if indeed Israel was involved?
Yes, I think we can. The attacks, the assassinations of nuclear scientists and Stuxnet are all part of a black ops program that the Mossad is involved with, and we can certainly expect more. And I think this is really a two-track program. One track would be a direct military attack, and the other would be a black ops program. Okay. And I think that many in Israel would prefer to go the route of the black ops. And so if they can see success in that, then they feel less pressure to attack frontally.
That was Richard Silverstein, an American journalist who's been blogging that the massive explosion at a military base west of Tehran at the weekend was not an accident, but the result of a covert operation involving the Israeli intelligence service Mossad. And later in the programme, we'll be speaking to Shirin Ebadi, the exiled Iranian Nobel Peace Laureate. Does she think Western governments are preoccupied with Iran's nuclear programme at the expense of human rights?